So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Don. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Very well. I hope you're well. And when we talked yesterday, you reminded me the building trades, and you are somebody who is across the board in Philadelphia, involved in a lot of stuff. What would you tell us is going to happen for the 250th, and how is it going? Are there any hurdles to be ready?
Well, the hurdle is, as it is always, is financing, Dom.
Right.
But I believe that Philadelphia will show off and show out for the 250th birthday of our democracy. And it shows the resiliency of our democracy. And the reason why I take specific pride is because the Declaration of Independence was signed in Carpenter's Hall, which was the first union hall in our country. So we have a history of craftsmen and guildsmen getting together in Philadelphia to do it. In fact, we have the most famous apprentice in the world chose Philadelphia to be his adopted home in Ben Franklin.
So, Nicely played. Wrapped the whole message. Yeah.
We should be really proud. And I think that in this environment where we're fighting, this is something that can bring both sides together, both the red side and the blue side, and put a little white in it. Then we're all red, white, and blue. We're all Americans as we celebrate this great birthplace of democracy. And I think that part of us talking to each other on both sides, no matter how big the vitriol gets, it's the strength of our country that we can have disagreements without having civil wars.
Absolutely. Well, you are somebody who straddles both. And I see that Harrisburg now, at least the people we had on, Ryan, we're talking about school choice again, of all kinds of school choice. You and were good enough to come on the air and do a podcast with me. And you wrote a piece in which you talked about the need of urgency, like fixing I-95. But how do you reconcile that when we get to the governor's race, where whoever the governor is would be a real player one way or the other for school choice? You are effusively supporting Governor Shapiro, but Governor Shapiro is not somebody who is willing to put it on the line, in my view, for school choice.
Well, I think you're mistaken.
Okay.
I think Governor Shapiro wants school choice, but he wants it in a way that he wants it, and wants it only when it's necessary, right? Because I don't think that you should have, I think you should have school choice when the other choices are horrible. Like, I wouldn't say that if you lived in a great school district like Swarthmore, you need school choice, because the public school is a great choice for you there, right? So he wants to limit it to places that really needs it. I mean, Governor Shapiro's talked about this. He's shown courage there. because of the fierce urgency of now. We don't want to miseducate anyone. You look at the Philadelphia School District, they've redone the way that they pick the special admit schools because it's so important that parents cry about it. It's almost like a lottery for your life. And we shouldn't have that, Don.
Okay, but let me interrupt, Ryan, and go back to a couple points, though. One, with Josh Shapiro, though. You mean to say, though, the last time around, the last bite at the apple, your argument seems to be he was powerless to craft something that would address what you like about this. Let's leave Swarthmore aside for a second. Why didn't he at least do that?
I don't think that Josh Shapiro, I think that you have three players at the table, right?
Okay.
You have the House, you have the Senate, and then you have the governor. I don't think that the House caucus was willing to take that up. I don't think that you can put that at the feet of Governor Shapiro. I think that Governor Shapiro wanted it, and if you talk to Republicans and school choice advocates or on either side, they'll tell you that they had a willing partner in the governor, willing to talk about it, willing to be open about it. But, you know, you have three players at the table, and one of them didn't want to dance. And the way that you get a budget done in Pennsylvania is that you have the House move legislation to the Senate, and then the Senate brings it to the governor's desk. And that's why we don't have a budget now, because we're one of the few divided legislatures in the country.
Ryan, we do have the candidate on the other side who is deeply for school choice. Why not support that? The pushback was pretty strong, I think, when Stacey Garrity announced. In other words, is school choice not something major in your mind? You're willing to settle for Josh Shapiro's arguments here. I'm kind of surprised at that, because I deem you as a guy who says urgency. We got to get it done now.
No, it has to be urgent, but we always have to be measured in the approach. Josh Shapiro has created a lot of jobs. He has brought the largest private investment in Pennsylvania's history in the data center that Amazon is doing. I mean, you cannot just discount the enormous goodwill that we have in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania with a governor like Josh Shapiro, centrist down the middle, not too hot, not too cold. I think that Josh Shapiro has been a phenomenal governor in this one issue. I'm not a single issue voter. I don't like that, because listen, what if we have school choice, but we have an environment where we don't have jobs, where they shut down unions, right, to organize and things of that. I should be kicked out of my job for that.
Well, true, but I mean, let me get into it a little bit. You supported Stacey Garrity before, rare for a Republican, so it doesn't strike me you made a mistake there, that she would be the type of person that would be anti-union in the manner you just talked about.
Well, listen, Dom, we supported Stacey Garrity, and I'm a person that's big on your word. You know, when I say that I'm going to do something, I do it. When I say that I'm not going to do something, I'm not going to do it. And she went back on her word, and so therefore we won't support her. But we also think that we have a great governor now. So Stacey Garrity's going to run. And you also have Mastriano's running on the Republican side. So we don't know who will come out of that primary.
Well, if I have anything to do with it, it won't be Doug Mastriano. I'll take that right now.
I'm sure of that. But listen, I think we have a great governor, and I don't want to trade him in for any governor in the country. I think that if I take all 50 states, I think we have the absolute best, and I want to keep the best. And I don't agree 100% with my wife, but I still love her, and I'm going to keep her.
I have to get Mrs. Boyer on, but Ryan, I would go back to, here's how I would put it in my mind. Somebody who is not as deeply committed to school choice as I think you are, at least in talks or as I am, they're suspect to me on anything. In other words, I'll take you back to what you said. Josh Shapiro seems to have great political talent. You mean to say if he wanted to, he couldn't push aside Bradford and whoever else it is in the House side politically and get it done? I mean, here's a man, Josh, who said every child of God, and I would hope he meant it then. Wouldn't he be able to do that?
Well, listen.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I think that Shapiro has a lot. Governor Shapiro is more politically talented than me, and he's far more articulate on all of his issues that he has to balance. And when you're dealing with a legislature, I don't have to deal with a legislature. I could just be really ideologically pure without any, having to work with any constituency. And I think that philosophically, is when your zip code determines your outcome.
Yes.
I have a problem with that, right? The city of Philadelphia is 50th out of 50 big cities in upward mobility, meaning that you're born in poverty, you stay there. And we have a great mayor who's going to tackle that, those type of issues. But it starts with education. A story like mine is possible because I got a good Jesuit education, right?
Right.
And I want everyone to have that. I don't want anyone trapped in schools that are substandard or performing poorly because of their zip code and they don't have the money to make the choice that my family made.
I would take you back to this, though, because I'm really intrigued your thinking on this. All right. So you say Josh Shapiro essentially did what he could, or he sees it more limited. How about these people in the House? You are a real powerhouse, big time. I mean, look at what you've done. Congratulations with the new stadium stuff, et cetera. And you are a genuine guy on choice in your life story. I bond with you on that. Why would you not have pushed them a little bit more to get out of the way then? Because as I understand it, several
That's
people tell me
that I did not push, right?
Well, I mean, publicly.
That's assuming that I did not push. But
why not publicly? Because this is, you are right, this is the underclass. And a guy that seems to be the driving force is a white guy from the suburbs, Bradford. I mean, I don't think he's got as much credibility here, you know what I mean, as maybe Anthony Williams and people like that. Not that race is the totality. But it's strange.
No, race isn't the totality, but I will say that what the totality is poverty.
Right.
And I don't want to make this an urban suburban district because rural people face similar problems in some of the suburban districts that are in poor neighborhoods face the same thing. So we have to we have to get something that we can get passed down that could sustain the test of time. And we want to bring When I want to bring consensus, I tend to not do it publicly. I'll state my opinion publicly, and if need be, I will throw some flames. But I met with Matt Bradford. I met with other people of the General Assembly as well, other members of the General Assembly.
What's her argument, Ryan? You don't have to go as word for word. I wouldn't ask that. Private conversation. I see no argument here. What in the world is the argument for Bradford and others that you have conversations with? Can you just tell us? What do they stand on?
Well, it's the same argument that, most people have that oppose school choice, is that a dollar given to a charter school is a dollar taken okay. away from a public school, and public schools are already under-resourced, right? And my argument to that is let them fight for it. Let's pay the kid, right? Mm-hmm. So let's say the kid is right. worth $12,000 each. And then you give bonuses for things that happen well. So if we increase our scores by 10%, right. that exactly. you know, you get a bonus. So instead of 12, you get 13. So you create competition, healthy competition that is good, and it'll cream to the great schools, and then those students will go to the great schools. And I've also argued that the argument between public and charter is done. That argument is done. We already have over right. 140,000 students mm-hmm. in Philadelphia in charter schools, and another 60,000 on the waiting list. The parents, the customers, so to speak, have chosen that they like charters, right? So that argument is out the window. It's like, how do we expand to mm-hmm. charters and hold them accountable in a fair way? Because part of the problem as well is, in Philadelphia at least, you have the people that judge charters when they should be taken away and when they should be given are the same people that are in charge with the district-run schools. I think you have an inherent, conflict of interest there that we probably need an independent body.
I couldn't agree with you more. I wanted to go back to something or talk about something coming up, and this might be a test, and to see what you're going to say, maybe even publicly, under the big, beautiful bill, so-called, that was passed. Mm-hmm. The money that comes to the states is strings. It's not taken from the public schools. It's an add-on where, people contribute to these nonprofits, and then the money goes out in scholarships. Some mm-hmm. governors have already declared that they will take that money. It's an obvious thing. Do you not think Governor Shapiro should declare that? Do you see any possible objection that you could have to taking essentially free money?
I'm not versed on it. I'm versed on the okay. Opportunity Scholarship. My family okay. and I, we take advantage of that where we direct our tax dollars to go to schools of our choice. So I'm generally in favor of it, but I don't know what type of impact it'll have on a budget. So I hate to speak out of ignorance, and I haven't studied that part of the big ugly bill, but I've sure studied the part of the Medicaid part.
Okay, we could talk about that one at some point, too. But I would tell you, you have trust with me. We've had good conversations that it's very clear, not going to affect the budget. In fact, there's money in there, and you could look it up, that would go to public schools that want extra tutoring or computers. It's not millions mm-hmm. of dollars, but it's impactful, and nothing comes out of the public school budget. People just, like you, contributing as you did, they contribute in that manner. And then that money will go towards scholarship money. Nothing comes out of the public schools.
Well, no, Dom. Once I study it, I'm not ducking the conversation. I'll come back.
Oh, sure.
But I like to be articulate, and I don't
sure.
like to put
fair
over
enough.
The airways something
yeah.
that I
no,
don't,
no,
don't
that,
know.
No, that is fair enough. Yeah. So give us what happens now with the 250th. What are some of the intermediate steps, Ryan? Will we be seeing a rollout of something here, there? Or where do people go to contribute?
Well, I think the 250, you can go to Philly250.org. That's where you can go to contribute. But you're going to have also the FIFA. So you have the World Cup events here. Mm-hmm. You have Major League Baseball's All-Star Game. So everyone is coming to Philadelphia that year. And I just think it's a great time for us. And listen, on July 4th, wouldn't it be great in the quarterfinal rounds to have the United States versus England in a soccer match to see who goes to the
yes.
final?
That would be, as long as we win,
and
yes.
And different yeah. draws, I know who I'm rooting for.
Okay. Well, Ryan, thank you. And again, once you're ready, we'll talk again. We'll talk about the big, beautiful, big, ugly bill in your words, whenever mm-hmm. you want.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.
And Dom, and I appreciate these conversations because they make us all better.
Absolutely.
And I think the way that you get to a greater society is to have both sides flesh it out in a public manner.
Absolutely.
So
Ryan, couldn't agree more. Got to meet you in person soon. Thank you, Ryan, very much.
Thanks. Thank you, Dom.
All right. Ryan Boyer, business manager, the building trades, 40,000 strong.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. and I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.